So Ruth and I have really wanted to move back for a really long time, but the barrier has always been jobs. Ruth had applied for a position at BSU, been accepted, but it didn't work out at that time.
That was I got the job the week I found out I was pregnant for the first time. And so with maternity leave, being a visiting professor, it just didn't work. And at the University of Wisconsin River Falls, they were like really easy about maternity leave. I actually didn't take any official leave. They just condensed my classes and I taught some online. And so, yeah.
What did you teach?
Geography. My specialty is, my actual research is in snowfall. So it's kind of nice to be surrounded by snow. Everyone else hates it, I kind of love it. So I was looking at snowfall trends over the last 100, 150 years, just to see how they've changed and why. I'm trying to link it up with some of the ocean patterns, because that pretty much drives all of our precipitation. It's really from the ocean and how it sloshes around. So yeah, and it tends to slosh in certain ways. The ocean tends to slosh around and it'll kind of slosh, like a bathtub. That's how we always talk about it. And it'll slosh to one side and then to the other, and so it'll, when the Pacific Ocean is sloshed in this way, we tend to get a lot more snow, and when it's sloshed this way, we get less snow. And with global climate change, we're seeing the tendencies to slosh in a certain way a little more often. But that's just one pattern, and then there's another ocean pattern in the Atlantic and another in the Arctic, and all these ocean patterns sort of competing, and so we end up with a lot of snow or not as much snow. It's really fun, but it's difficult to actually see what's happening in the long term with all of these trends overlapping.
Ruth Baker and Jeremiah Lind grew up in the Bemidji area and have returned to the north, specifically to Turtle River, with their children. And Ruth is home with the kids while she awaits that next professorial job at an area university. And Jeremiah works out of the home for a solar company that's based in California. And they live right across the street from the Old Salem Hall in Turtle River, which is quite appropriate. He's a playwright and a community organizer, and they're usually planning something.
We did want Turtle River initially, but there are like never houses for sale in Turtle River. So we were looking, and there just nothing came up. And so the second this did, we moved on it.
I've been a fan of Turtle River since my youth. Some of my first memories of Turtle River were swimming on Turtle River Lake. So I've always really liked the area. I like how it's sort of contained, you know? It's a community unto itself. And that was something I didn't realize, I guess, until much later that, it is a town. It seems like just a group of houses, but it's a town in and of itself. And later, going to events like Turtle River Days and listening to Maggie Carlson talk about the history of Turtle River, and of course being friends with Gary Berger, you sort of learn the intimacies of the town. And there are a lot of artists that are around this area. And part of it, I think, is the isolation, the being able to just be alone and think and not have constant traffic. And it's really amazing to go from living in St. Paul to hear and just have that difference in sound and have places for your dog to roam around and not bark at people. And it's just a different kind of lifestyle. And I think that for creative people, it really helps to have that sense of calm and separation and a place of your own. What is the Virginia Woolf quote? Every writer needs a room of one's own. Maybe for artists writ large, you need a place of your own to be able to feel safe and nurtured and comforted.
Right.
Well, and I think that's what Turtle River does too, is it fosters that as a community. They come out to like the art and craft sale that they have at the town hall every year. It's just filled with everybody who lives around here and buying each other's stuff and supporting each other's work and going to the kiln openings. When the pottery is done.
Yeah, over at Jeff's.
At Jeff Berger's house, yeah.
So have you guys gone to that?
I haven't made it to the kiln opening, but I've looked at his pieces around here.
Yeah.
And he has some really beautiful bread. The pottery pieces that, like, shape the bread for you, and I really want one. I almost asked for it for Christmas, but instead I got the Sue Carlson's.
Jeff Berger's, Sue Carlson, Don Standera.
Yeah. That's the other thing, is, like, you... And it sort of happens in Bemidji when you, you know, go shopping, you run into people you know. But it's also really amazing just meeting people in Turtle River, and it's part of the location and part of just knowing people, is that you meet people and then you find out how you're connected. So when I went over to the craft fair and met Sue Carlson for the first time in face-to-face, then I was like, oh, wait, are you Eric's aunt? she explained that yes, she was. And so even people you've met for the first time, you find those connections and the reasons why you're in the same place and doing the same sorts of things.
So I heard you're going to be doing something at the Old Salem Hall.
I did my world premiere of my original show last year there in July. And yeah, I have my next show scheduled for there in May. So my next play is going to be called Major Depression Loves General Anxiety. And it's a two-person show that's sort of absurdist mental health comedy, tragic comedy.
Yeah.
Sort of how it's panning out. Still on track to produce a show a year. Having a venue right across the street is certainly helpful.
I like that venue, and it's nice because it feels really full.
Yeah.
Even if it's not that many people, you still feel like it's a big crowd.
And it's intimate. That's what I found doing my one-person show, was that it was, we had about 40 audience members, but it felt full and responsive, and you could make a connection, and I really like it.
There's so much support out here for the arts.
Exactly. People show up. Yeah. People show up when you have stuff here.
So this year, actually, I'm trying to create a series of events. So I've booked every second Saturday in the hall. Really, it's just an effort in community building, and also everything that we're doing, we're collecting money for different organizations and different causes. Last weekend, we celebrated Ruth's birthday a day late, but we were also raising money for the National Immigration and Justice Foundation. So that's something that I've always been interested in as an artist, and it's something as a community member I'm trying to do, which is just marrying the idea of charitable giving and organizations and events, so that we're eating together, we're having a great time, we're doing awesome stuff, but we're also helping somebody while we're doing it.
That is Jeremiah Lind. He and his partner Ruth Baker live in Turtle River, Minnesota. They happen to live right across from the Old Salem Hall, which is an event space that they have now booked for the second Saturday of every month for the next year. Living across from the hall is a great opportunity for somebody like Jeremiah, who's a playwright, but can also present little hiccups, like the story you're about to hear, which really did capture Turtle River living for me.
We came home on like a Saturday afternoon, and there was like a wedding reception here, and there were cars all along the road and all along Main Street, and we were like, what? And our chickens were underneath all of the cars. They were just wild, and we'd never had to like call them back to the coop before. They'd just come back at nighttime. But so we're out there like trying to like give them treats and stuff. So that was the day that I said we need to get a bell, and we had a bell. So now when I go out and give them treats, I ring the bell and they come running. So now if I need to call them back, I can just ring the bell and they all just come running.
We Pavloved them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your chickens.
Classic conditioning.
Yeah, it was really easy. I mean, they just did that a couple
That's
times.
Amazing.
All the chickens come running.
You want to stay here for the duration?
We want to stay here for a while. You know, we've sort of reached the limits of how sustainable we can be in this space, but our ultimate goal is to be, you know, sort of food independent, and for that we need more land. So we're really enjoying it right now, but we're going to sort of reevaluate things in about 5 years or so and see.
We would love to stay in Turtle River, though.
That was Ruth Baker and Jeremiah Lind. Those little voices you heard in the background were two of their kids, Victoria and Arthur. And of course, Leroy, the dog. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Let's Visit on Northern Community Radio. We are visiting Turtle River this month and meeting people who live in this really cool place in northern Minnesota. Let's Visit is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.